Track 7. Ready for listening. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Well, hello everyone. My name's Amanda Tyler and I've come to tell you something about my work as a waxwork sculptor. I spend nearly all of my time hidden away with my colleagues in the studio at the Wax Museum. You might imagine we have a light and airy warehouse space. That would be nice. But actually, we don't have much sun coming in at all because we're down in the basement. It feels a bit sad at times, to be honest. It makes a nice change to be here with so many people and some natural light. I suppose I became interested in sculpting at school, where I was taking classes in art and design. My teacher was very encouraging, and she encouraged me to go and specialise at Loughborough University on their course which was then referred to as Fine Arts. I suspect the title may have changed since I was there. Well, firstly, I'd like to tell you a bit about the process that goes into making a waxwork figure. The first stage is in fact the one I like most. That's when we get the measurements of our subject, the person we want to make a model of. This is a real highlight of the job, as you get to travel and meet celebrities. It's not easy, though, getting them to sit still for 2 hours or more while you struggle to get the information you need. Now, as you can't have failed to notice, there's a big clay head on the table, and even at this early stage, I'm hoping that you can recognise the well-known newsreader David Wainwright from Channel 5. So, at the moment, as I said, he's made of clay, which I've moulded into an armature. That's this thing here, which is basically a frame made out of wire netting. Back in the studio, I have an armature for his whole body, and that's got rods as well, metal ones, to give it support and strength. And I've cut those to size for his arms and legs. Now, another thing that we sculptors have to bear in mind is that the public have certain expectations about the way a famous person might sit or stand or move. And if we don't get that right, then our wax figure won't be convincing. So it's really vital that the position we put the subject in looks authentic. When I've finished David here, he'll be sitting behind a desk, leaning back slightly. The whole thing is a very slow process. It can take me about 3 or 4 weeks just to get to the clay model stage we have here. And I may need as much as 5 months to make one figure, from the time I start to the time it's ready to go on display. So, what's next? Well, from this clay model, I'll make a plaster mould and fill that with hot liquid wax. And when it's cooled, hey presto, we have our wax head. Then it's time for the eyes. What we do is select two acrylic eyeballs that are roughly the same size as the subject's. Then we touch them up by hand with watercolours to get a more exact copy. That's usually my job. Then I hand it over to our makeup artist, who uses oil paint together with more conventional cosmetics for the rest of the head. The hair is probably...